Hello again. You can blame Daddy Bear Cub on Twitter for creating this monster of me booing like crazy. I think I might actually really get into it. Anyhow, the subject of this evening's boo is about the laser surgery I had on my eye on Friday. Now, I know that most of you on Twitter have been bored with my Tumblr post about it, but I thought I'd actually say something about it. I've been considering laser corrective surgery for about 4 years, and it's taken that long to actually build up my courage and find the money to do it, because it is not cheap. Despite what the adverts say, you can easily rack up a bill of £2,000 per eye. Now, I'm not going to talk about that. What I want to talk about was the actual procedure itself. Now, I do have to qualify this by saying that I'm not a medical professional. I do not work for, nor do I have any qualifications in the area. I'm just talking about my own experiences. Do what you will with the information. Anyhow, here goes. So, on Friday afternoon at about 6 p.m. in Guildford, I had what is known as technically an intralase LASIK Ultra Plus wavefront guided treatment. So that's an ultralase specific treatment. Basically, what does it mean? The key thing is intralase LASIK. So LASIK means, that's L-A-S-I-K, means that they actually create a flap with the epithelium of your cornea, under which they then apply the excimer laser, which is the one that corrects the surface of your cornea, and put the flap back. Sounds a lot worse than it is. Read my Tumblr post if you want to know more. Anyhow, the procedure was brilliantly done, very efficient, very quick, which is how I like my service, particularly when I'm paying £1,995, yes, that's right, £1,995 of my own pretty pennies, to have one eye done, just the one. Now, what benefits? We're pretty much just over 48 hours later. As of 24 hours, I could see better than I could with glasses than before the treatment. Now, I must say, the vision is gradually setting down. I had a checkup yesterday at midday. They were very satisfied with the way things are going. The discomfort has been quite bad through today, but has minimised this evening. Might have something to do with the bottle of wine I've drunk. But otherwise, brilliant. Really happy. I'm already miffed that I have to wear glasses all the time. These are like sunglasses or safety spectacles in order not to rub my eye inadvertently, because that would be horrendous. But hey-ho, it's a small price to pay to actually have at least 5, if not 10 years clear with no contact lenses, no glasses, no correction of any kind. Should have done it years ago, which is what everybody will always tell you. How does the procedure work? Well, there's a Wikipedia article, actually numerous Wikipedia articles about it. All I can say is, if you're squeamish and the faint-hearted, stop listening now. You really don't want to hear this bit. And I have to do it quickly because I haven't got much time left. Basically, a laser is used to create very high-pressure bubbles in the epithelium of your cornea. That effectively is like using the old mechanical style scalpels. They used to be used diamond scalpels for this, but they don't anymore. They use femtosecond lasers for the geeky amongst you. Then that flap is moved out the way. Yes, you do see it. Your vision goes incredibly cloudy and strange when that happens. You do actually see the flap moving out of the way. You're conscious of it happening. By the way, your eyeballs are literally anaesthetized, so you can't feel a thing. Then what's called an excimer laser is used, and in my case, the whole point about the wavefront guided Ultra Plus meant that the firing of the laser, 2,498 firings of the laser in 25 seconds, three separate bursts, was done specifically to the topography of my cornea. Wouldn't be suited to anybody else, only I could have that treatment on my left eyeball. Suffice to say, I'm already happy with the results. My vision is still slightly halo-y and slightly fuzzy on the edges in bright lights. That's purely because of the flap still healing, and apparently that should diminish within 2 weeks. I'm still on the drops every 2 hours. That finishes today, and then we're off to 4 hours as of tomorrow. Suffice to say, very satisfied with the results. If you're interested, go and get an independent assessment, which is free from most providers, of which there are many. I chose Ultralase, but that was my personal choice. I would strongly suggest you go and see as many or different ones as you can. It's all free. See if it suits you. And in my case, I think it was a really good decision. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed. Speak to you soon. Bye.